Welcome to Issues of the Heart. Have you experienced anger, jealousy, anxiety, depression, marital storms or difficulties? Maybe struggling with self-control? Well, you're not alone, and we're here to help. We deal with these issues and more on Issues of the Heart. It's a weekly broadcast hosted by J. Albright and a variety of guests, where we examine biblical remedies to those issues of the heart. Stay tuned for this week's episode. Hello, welcome to Issues of the Heart, a podcast that occurs every week on Monday evenings. And I want you to know that we welcome any of your thoughts, ideas, suggestions as we go along. Right now we're going through anchors and stormy relationships, and we've covered six anchors so far. We've covered the anchor of thoughtful communication. It's wonderful, you know, when we think before we speak and we say, try our best to say the right things when we're dealing with our mate or anybody else. We've talked about sincere communication, that respectful communication. We talked about controlled responses. Satan's always trying to get us to respond. And so we need to throw out that anchor of controlled responses. And you remember what these anchors are. Everybody who is married is going to go through some stormy activity. I guarantee you that. Some cases it's very minor, some cases it's a little more major, and for some it's almost catastrophic. We've said it before, either you have gone through a storm, you are going through a storm, or you're about to go through a storm. So what we're trying to do is give you 20 anchors that you can throw out to stop. These anchors help stabilize the vessel so that the right corrections can be made in the marriage. The worst thing you do in a marital struggle is just to keep sailing without being aware of the dangers that are ahead. So throw out the anchors. And we talked about those three communication anchors. Thoughtful, respectful. We talked about sincere communication. And then we talked about the anchor of a controlled response. Instead of reacting, and how many of us, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that probably 75% of all of our marital and relationship problems occur because we react to something. Sometimes we react to something that we heard and it was exactly as we heard it. Sometimes we react to what we thought we heard. Sometimes we react to what someone else heard. Either way, we have to throw out that anchor of a controlled response. Don't take action. Never make a decision in the heat and the battle of the storm. Just be still. Throw out an anchor and be still. So throw out that anchor of a controlled response. Throughout that anchor of confidentiality, the worst thing, and you see this a lot, the worst thing that can happen when you and your husband or you and your wife are having trouble, and it's easy to do, we get desperate, we want to talk to somebody, we want to air our grievances, and unfortunately, usually, we're looking for affirmation. We're looking for someone that will agree with us. So we say, this is what my wife did, and this is how I'm dealing with it, hoping that the person we're telling will agree. And ladies do the same thing. So what we need to understand in those times of storm, the anchor of confidentiality is critical. There's going to be some people you have to talk to. If you have to get counsel, you're going to want to share what you're experiencing with your counselor, with your pastor. And your pastor, by the way, should be the first person you share it with. But I'm going to say your pastor, your counselor, and those two need to be the first. If your counselor, your pastor suggests that you share it with another family member, then you certainly should follow that counsel. But you need to throw out that anchor of confidentiality, right? So that your spouse, your mate, knows that you hadn't spread this throughout the whole city. They have to feel the freedom to come back home. And I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of people who would come back home, who plan to come back home, who purpose to come back home, but get further and further away from that decision to come home because now they know that everybody they know is aware. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you're dealing with a family issue and maybe there's an issue you're not even aware of and you find out there's an issue with your own family from somebody else outside of your family? How do you feel? So can you imagine how the husband feels in those cases or how the wife feels in those cases? So it shouldn't go outside of the two of you, your pastor and your counselor, so that communication be made. We throw out that anchor. We throw it out. I'll even say this. I think churches make the same problem. You got people in the church who get upset about something, who get bothered about something, something offends them. And instead of going to their pastor or another authority in the church that could help them, they talk to everybody else they know first. They eventually go to the pastor and they eventually go to a counselor. But prior to that, they just wounded the opportunity a whole lot of other people had to come to the church because now they have a bad taste in their mouth left by this person who couldn't wash their mouth and shared something when they should have kept it confidential. Then there's the anchor of surrender. Remember we said, you ought to determine that I will give up something I want for the sake of those over me and for the sake of those under me. One of the biggest problems we have in life, one of the biggest problems, is pride. And what's mine's mine. My decision's my decision. I dare anybody question my decision. I dare anybody question what I'm trying to accomplish. And we guard our territory. When the best thing we could have done from a relationship standpoint is surrender. Now, if you're standing your ground because of something you strongly believe in that matters, stand your ground. But I'm telling you that most of the things we stand our ground on do not matter. As a matter of fact, I've counseled a lot of couples, Steph and I, that can't even remember while they're meeting with us why the problem developed to begin with. because it was something that was insignificant. But pride did not allow them to get victory. So in those cases, when the storm comes, when the wind starts to blow, when the water gets choppy, throw out the anchor of surrender. So now let's get to today's anchor. Today's anchor is the anchor of refuge. The anchor of refuge. Every couple needs a place to retreat where the focus is only on themselves. A place of retreat. I believe this. I believe that couples ought to have date nights. I mean, I don't care. You can have one once a week. You can have one once a month. But there needs to be those date nights where it's just the two of you, where you can talk and you can share. Steph and I, we have that time every single day in our marriage. We both get up in the morning. We both like to get up really early. We spend our time in study and preparation for the day. And then we'll both get a cup of coffee. In the winter, we'll sit by the fire. In the summer, we'll sit outside. And we'll spend the next hour, hour and a half, just talking. Just the two of us. And we do it every day. That's our place of refuge. Now, it's easier for us. Our kids are all grown. They're all away from home, so there's no one here but us except for my wife's dog, or our dog. And so she's not much interference. So it's just us. So we can have that place of refuge almost all the time. My job allows me to work from home. I do travel a lot, and I'm on the road a lot. But when I'm not on the road, I'm at home, I'm in my office at home, so we have that time. A lot of couples don't have that convenience. You're dealing with people on the job on a daily basis. You're dealing with other family members on a daily basis. Things happen all the time. Frustrations at work, frustrations within the family, frustrations in other places, and there needs to be that time where you go to that place of refuge where it's just the two of you. Here, earlier this year, my wife and I, this summer, Steph and I had the opportunity, we had our 25th anniversary, and so we took an opportunity to go to South Padre, and we spent a week together. The first time in years that she and I have taken a whole week and did nothing. I turned my work phone off. We shut everything down. We went to South Padre. We got a condo right on the ocean. We could look at the ocean outside of the back door. And for a week, it was just us. And when we finished the week, we didn't want to come home. It was great just being the two of us. And we talked about everything you could imagine. Things we hadn't talked about in years. That became that place of refuge for us. Isaiah chapter 25, verse number 4 says, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in distress, a refuge for the storm." Now, let me ask you a question. Of course, you can't answer it out loud. But if you're in a group of people right now, don't answer it out loud. When the storm comes, what are you in the storm to your mate? Are you the catalyst to the storm? Are you the reason the storm started blowing to begin with? Are you part of the problem? Are you part of the difficulty? Or are you the refuge in the storm? Hey, how many listening today have had a rough day on the job? And you came home and your spouse, either husband or wife, said, "So how did it go today?" And then you took the time to share the problems of the day. Now, you don't always want to share problems. But for a moment, your mate became that refuge in the storm. Somebody to talk to. Excuse me. So, remember, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11. The heart of the husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Time together alone is needed for the stability of a relationship. I can tell you right now, my wife knows as much about me as I know about myself. I know as much about my wife as she knows about herself, because in the last several years, we've worked on being the refuge for our mate in the middle of the storm. I'll be honest with you, sometimes I come home, sometimes after a long trip, sometimes from battles on the job, sometimes I go home and I don't even want to share it, because I don't want to bog her down with all the problems I had to deal with. But she keeps prodding. How did the day go? What happened? Or you're not smiling as much as you do when you usually come home. You don't sound the way you usually do. What happened? How did it go today? And she keeps prodding until she gets out of me, because she wants to be my refuge in the storm. So time together alone is needed for the stability of any relationship. Like the Bible said in Proverbs 31:11, the heart of the husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Hey, you know what? I don't need anybody else to go to, because I have God and I have her, my refuge in the storm. So time alone is needed for the stability in any relationship. Time together alone is needed for refreshment. Where the burdens of the job and the burdens of all the other battles you're fighting are removed temporarily, and you and your mate can be refreshed with each other in that retreat, in that special place. Be an encourager to your mate. Hey, think about it. Guys, when you come home from work, what does your wife think when she sees you drive up? Does she look out and see the truck or the car pull up in the driveway, and she smiles and say, "Oh boy, here comes heaven"? Or does she say something quite different than that? Does the dog run and hide when you get home? Or does the dog greet you at the door? Are you refuge for your mate? Are you an encourager? It used to be when I was conducting a meeting somewhere that on the way home, I'd say to my wife, Stephanie, I'd say, "So how do you think that went?" Well, what I was doing, you guys know what I was doing. I was fishing for a compliment. How do you think that went? How do you think that did? Or I may even say something like, "Well, you know what? I don't I don't think I did so good tonight. What do you think? And you know, being my refuge, being my retreat in the storm, she'd always say, oh no, honey, that was good. Now, she didn't always say, boy, that was the best you ever preached, but boy, she always said, well, no, that was good, that was fine. I think everybody got it. I think everybody was responsive. Well, we were having that conversation one time, and our youngest son was in the back seat of the car. And of course, kids, you know, they're not real good at keeping their thoughts to themselves. So I did that. We were on our way home, and I said, man, honey, I just feel like I was struggling today, and I don't know. Before she could respond, my son said, yeah, Dad, you really laid an egg tonight. And I looked at him in the mirror. I said, gee, thanks, son. I was talking to your mom. So anyway, that stormy activity confronts all of us. And we go through battles, and we go through difficulties, and we go through situations, and we're not sure that we even make the right decisions. We know we have God to call on. Sometimes you need someone with skin on them, right? You know God's going to bless. You know He's going to have His will. But wouldn't it be wonderful to have a spouse that is a refuge in the storm? So when the marital problems stir up and the trouble comes, the wind's blowing hard, the ship's tossing back and forth, you feel like you're destined to be shipwrecked and that it's all over, our marriage will never make it, we'll never succeed, we're not going anywhere, be a refuge to your mate. You know, it's funny because they don't even have to have all the answers. Sometimes it's something as simple as, honey, it's going to be okay. God's never let us down before. It's going to be all right. And you just believe it. A refuge in the storm. Time together alone is needed for the longevity of a relationship. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 9, the Bible said, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy vanity. Hear what he said? Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life. Live joyfully. Hey, how is it around your house? Well, my wife, she's not very joyful. Well, whoa. Are you? My husband, he's just not very, you know, he's just not very joyful. He's pretty matter of fact. Well, what about you? When the storms come and the battles get tough, the ship's about to sink, throw out the anchor of refuge. Just be still, because that time together alone is needed for that relationship to exist for a long time. Longevity. You know, it's interesting. I like to read stories of couples who, when they lost one or the other in the couple, how they respond. You know, and it's amazing to me how close you see the relationship was when the other side of the couple is missing. You know, one day when I'm gone, I hope my wife misses me. I don't want her to mourn forever for me, but I'd like for her at least to miss me, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful If she did, because I was a refuge in the middle of her storm, and she was a refuge in my storm. So when the storm comes, the wind blows, you don't know how it's going to turn out. You can't go forward. You can't go backward. You can't go to the left. You can't go to the right. Throw out the anchor of refuge. Just be still and be refuge for your mate. Refuge. If my wife's having a rough day, I'd want her to be grateful when I come home, because she knows I'll be that refuge. If your husband had a rough day on the job, you can hear it in his voice. Want to be that refuge. So what are you going to do? Are you going to make your relationship meet your criteria so that it all becomes about your mate meeting your needs? Or are you going to be their refuge in the middle of the storm? I promise you, if you work at the... And this might be one of those anchors that would solve half of our problems. I mean, it's really hard to get angry with your refuge. So, if you're battling today, you're struggling. If you know your wife is struggling, if you know your husband's struggling, don't be inconsiderate. Don't be unsympathetic. Be a refuge in the storm. Today, thank you for listening. And again, if you have any questions, any ideas, any thoughts, be sure and let us know. Contact us on info@recoveryministries.net, or you can put something on the footnotes of the YouTube site where this will be, where you'll view this, or you can go to the podcast site and it gives you a place to leave notes there. If you have any recommendations, let us know. I don't care what they are. Jay, you should smile more. You should frown more. You should be louder. You should be softer. You should tell more stories. Whatever you recommend, we certainly take into consideration. We just want to be a help to you. So remember that. Anchors in stormy relationships. We got so much to go in the future. We're going to talk about anchor. We're going to take a few weeks and talk about anger. Critical. We're going to talk about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, I believe, is the catalyst to most of the problems that we battle. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about restoration. We're going to talk about all kind of things. So please don't miss anything. I'm going to have guests on with me that cover those subjects well. So please, we'll see you again next Monday. Have a wonderful week. God bless you.